the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, according to new research on labour market trends in Europe, workers in many countries are choosing to work less in exchange for more time off. As a result, governments are trying to find ways of encouraging employees to come back to work. So what's the situation here? Are Irish workers opting to tip the work-life balance scale in favour of more life and less work? Dr. Laura Bambrick, Social Policy Advisor with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, is here to tell us a little bit more. Laura, first of all, these figures around Europeans spending less time at work, is it because of there's a little bit more wealth in the society, they feel they can work less, they don't have to earn as much money? What's going on?
Well, if we look across Europe, European workers on average are working fewer hours than their governments would like. And there's the reasoning behind that, that it's a cause for concern for governments, is that we have a shrinking workforce. And so when we don't have that labour, inflation goes up, economic growth goes down, and it gets harder to pay for the state. So all those good things we've come to enjoy and expect, public services.
So the employees, if they can manage it, they're pleased with the outcome, but the governments aren't necessarily pleased.
And so working hours have been reducing right from when they were at their peak in the 1800s, when we were industrialising. They have been falling down, and that's to be expected when an economy gets richer. So individually, as workers, we're getting more wages, so we don't have to do that overtime. And as a society, we can afford to give workers more time off. So we reduce the maximum length of the working week. We give them more holidays. We give them more paid leave to parents, to carers when we're sick. So we are seeing a reduction in the working hours in some countries. It's different across Europe.
And I want to come to Ireland in a moment, but I remember studying economics in the Leaving Cert in Ireland in the 1980s. And apart from all the horror figures about the national debt and how much money we all owed, there were these economic theories that as an economy develops and gets wealthier, we'll all have more time for leisure. And it painted this rather naive picture that developed countries would be just sort of full of people who would do the odd day's work and just sit around on the beach the rest of the time. That was naive, but to some extent, is that beginning to be borne out in wealthier societies?
Well, we're not quite at the 15-hour week, which was predicted, but we are seeing, as you said, when an economy develops, we do see a reduction in hours. And part of that is because of the wealth, but part of it is also because of changes in the composition of the workforce. So we have more people in work that are studying. We have more mothers in the workforce. We have more older workers. So those type of workers aren't available or able to work longer hours. We've also a change in the nature, the composition of the jobs in the workforce. So we're not doing those manufacturing jobs that are made up of longer working weeks, less part-time availability, and more overtime.
And when it comes to Ireland, the figures are interesting, and it is a little bit different because we have a lot of part-time workers. So if somebody comes along and adds up the total number of hours worked, it might paint a slightly misleading figure of the reality.
Well, so on average, Europeans are working 36 hours and 6 minutes, but the average Irish worker is working 35 and a half hours. So we're working about 36 minutes less than the average European. But interestingly, the Irish worker is working 12 minutes more a week than they did pre-pandemic. Now, you might think 12 minutes, does that really matter? But that all tots up to the individual working 56 hours more over the 46 working weeks. So when we look at then the total number of hours worked in the Irish economy, we see that we're working 8.4 million more hours than we did in 2019. So we're bucking the European trend. We're working a bit more than COVID, and we're working more total hours than pre-COVID.
Is that to some extent because of this hybrid economy we have, the idea we're closer to Boston than Berlin, we have this sort of a quasi-US model, because I presume they're not working fewer hours in the United States, are they?
No, absolutely. This is a European trend. So the explanation for the growth in hours in Ireland is mainly because we've had a growth in the size of our labour force. We're also at full employment the last 4 years. We're seeing more women in work. We're seeing more migrants in our workforce. Two-thirds of the economic growth over the last 2 years are grown by migrant. But that's not to say we don't have pressures on needing workers. And there is that, to remind listeners of their undergrad Marxism, a reserve army of labour. And some of that, as you mentioned, is that we have a large share of part-time workers.
Just finally, what happens in the future if technology is one of the things that's allowing people to be more productive at work, which in turn might just allow them to work a little bit less than they used to? If the technology part of it keeps going and we've greater automation, we have AI, we have robotics, is there a point then when you don't need the jobs at all?
That is true. But what we have seen is when industrialization came out, that's where we had the move to the 8-hour day. So AI, although we hear a lot of concern about its impact on work and the workforce, that might be the thing that ultimately delivers us the 4-day week. But the caveat to that is that we have to ensure that the productivity gains from artificial intelligence are shared with workers.
So the AI might finally deliver those couple of days on the beach that was promised in the economic
well,
theories all those years
government
ago.
Government have to find ways to be able to tax computers and algorithms.
That's for another day.
To look out.
Dr. Laura Bambrick, Irish Congress of Trade Union Social Policy Officer, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.